Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Terrible things have happened to the Bears when playing the Cleveland Browns, and have happened to Cleveland Browns fans themselves because they are fans of the Cleveland Browns.
All right, let's get into all of that.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
I've actually had a pretty good time every time I've gone to Cleveland.
That doesn't fit with the segment.
Sorry.
So thanks for your call.
Sorry.
Cleveland, Ohio? It's about the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Or maybe go down to Kent to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know Superman was created in Cleveland?
Yeah, no, I know Superman was created in Cleveland. You've told me that a number of times.
You ever seen Cuyahoga Sunset?
No.
Do you know Cleveland's great for the whole family?
Yes, I do. You tell me that all the time. You randomly just text me that.
And what's wrong with that?
Weird. It's weird.
I got free texting.
Why are you trying to always sell me on Cleveland?
When did you want to come to Cleveland?
Since 1999, the Cleveland Browns have used 42 different quarterbacks. 42! This is not even the real Browns franchise. It's not.
We're doing this now?
In 1995, Art Modell took the team and he left.
Mayflower Trucking.
But he went to Baltimore, just freaking took off. And then 4 years later, they're given another organization, and now they have to lie and pretend that they're actually still the Cleveland Browns. And they're not. The Ravens are the Cleveland Browns. They've been terrible. In 26 years, they have 4 winning seasons.
Oh.
4 winning seasons. They've gone 17 straight years without making the playoffs at one point. In 2017, they went through a whole season without winning a game. Thank God we're not Cleveland Browns fans.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Our main export is crippling depression. Could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit.
Bro, Ohio.
We're not Detroit.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and man, do we have a show planned out for you. You may have noticed that Matt Spiegel is not here. That's all right, though. We got it taken care of. Alex is here. Tanny is here. Sitting in for Matt Spiegel is Carmen Vitale.
Woo! What's up, guys?
We are going to have ourselves a good time. We're going to talk with Dan Wiederer at 3 o'clock. We're going to preview the hell out of the Bears-Browns game. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. Ben has talked really fascinatingly about his offense and where all of the amalgams of his offense have come from. So we're going to spend some time doing that. Carmen and I are going to plant a flag on something.
We sure are.
I think the people are going to be with us on this one.
I think so too. I mean, like, because this was, we didn't know that we both had the same exact view on this until yesterday.
I texted Carmen and I was like, hey, I got this thing that I really feel like I should talk about. And she's like, I believe that too.
It's a decades long fight at this point that I've been having with people. So let's talk about it.
3:45, you better be here for it. And I think that you're going to hang out with us. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
It's very much appreciated. So, all right, you tell us.
Oh boy.
Why is no one safe in the NFC?
Okay. I didn't really want to have to talk about this, but I guess I'm going to have to talk about it. Did anybody watch the Thursday night game last night?
I did.
That is case in point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It brings into sharp relief how volatile the top of the NFC is right now. And I get it. The Bucs are, well, they are on top of the NFC South, but now they're tied with Carolina. But the thing is, as bad as that loss was for the Bucs, and there are so many reasons it was bad and all of that, but all they had to do is beat Carolina both times. They've Carolina, you know, twice before the end of the season. They beat them both times. They're good. And for as bad as that was, they are still not out of it. But that also rings true the opposite way. Whereas a team like the Bears, who has 9 wins, is still not guaranteed a playoff spot.
They're not
point.
Cleared yet because Detroit is right there lurking. And yes. So is Tampa, because now Tampa's 7-7. Carolina's 7-6 because Tampa started the week in the NFL. And we'll see what Carolina ends up doing this weekend. But you're right. Like that's why it's funny, because last week when we were talking about the show, I kept bringing this up. Mm-hmm. And I felt like a bit of a wet blanket for bringing it up. But I was thinking about the Bears game last week, not as a must win, because it's ridiculous to call it a must win, but really important because it allows you to not have to win some games.
Later on, yes.
Right? Like it allows for some space. And after watching Detroit win last Thursday, I'm like, oh no, they're not quitting.
No, and nor I think would they, even if they're like out of the playoff hunt. This is also still the team led by Dan Campbell that played spoiler in their very first season with Ben Johnson as offensive coordinator to the Green Bay Packers.
Correct.
They had nothing left to play for. They knew they were out going into that game because of the Seattle win. I remember because I was at this game, and they went out there and they punched the Packers in the mouth because they have this pride, pun intended, they're Lions, but like they have this incredible pride with Dan Campbell as their head coach that even if they're out of the playoffs, that means nothing to them. They want to beat Ben Johnson again. they don't want to have, they don't want Ben Johnson to like complete the arc, the story arc of like, he comes to Chicago and he's this excellent head coach, which he is. But then like the storybook ending to this is that he gets to beat his former team in that first year. And the Lions don't want that. They don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
And the storybook, it could be, it could be them beating the Lions to win the NFC North.
The NFC North, which would be like, that is a storybook. But that's something that regardless of where the Lions are at in their postseason hopes by the end of the season, like their motivation isn't going to be dampened because they're not in it. So there are some really tough games ahead of the Bears. I said going into the game with the Packers, you get the Packers twice in 13 days. You need to win one of those. And now, because you didn't win the one at Lambeau, but like I didn't think they were going to win the one at Lambeau, but I do think that they'll win the one at Soldier Field. And if they do, things kind of take care of themselves, although they have to play one more NFC game because they have to play the 49ers, then the Packers have to play. So when you're talking about like vying for the division and vying for playoff seating, that's where this gets a little tricky because the Bears have one more conference game than the Packers do down the stretch.
So Carmen's here, and if you don't know about Carmen, Carmen covers the league. Yeah. She covers the NFL for Fox Sports. She also covers the Bears for Marquee Network, and she's nice enough to come and hang out with us and act a fool here at The Score occasionally, which we like pretty much. What did you take away from the Bears-Packers game?
So I think it's still going a long way in legitimizing this Bears team, because I talked about after the Bears win over Philly in Philly, how like, especially on a national stage, that legitimized these Chicago Bears of like, are they there yet? Maybe not, but it definitely garnered some respect around the league of like, they're coming. Like, they're going to be a problem to deal with, whether it's this season or next. Like, they're on the right track. And then you go out there and you play the Packers down to the wire, your biggest rival, the team that you're most familiar with, the boogeyman that they've been for the last 30 years. And you take them down to the wire. And it all comes down essentially to one mistake. But, I mean, I keep going back to the foundation that is being laid with this team is a good one. The way that the offense is being constructed, starting with the run game, starting with the offensive line, really. And then the defense, you've prioritized takeaways because I think a lot of defensive coordinators have also realized like you can live with some of your other deficiencies if you can take the ball away. And I mean, they got that one on Jordan Love in early in the game. But that's kind of been this Bears defensive identity while they're still developing the pass rush, which has been better, but still not where it needs to be, right? You got your linebacker, you got TJ Edwards back in that game, which I think was huge too, to making this more of a complete effort defensively. But like the bones are there, and they're bones that you can build on. And I've never had faith in a plan with the Bears like I have this year.
I think that's fair. I love what you're saying, like the idea of like good bones on a house, like building a foundation.
Yeah.
I love this text from a 309. This week is, it's a can't lose, not a must win. But you're right. Like, don't lose this game.
No.
Like don't mess around and lose this game.
No.
Then things get real lopsided for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary stuff. I don't think I've ever asked you this, as someone who grew up here.
Yeah.
And spent a lot of time specifically covering the NFC North. What was it like for you to go and cover the Packers while the Bears were really down? Like what compare and contrast, like some of the things that you saw there that now give you some confidence in what you're seeing here.
Yeah, it's this isn't going to make me any friends, but there are when you work for it. So I worked for a team too down in Tampa. I worked for the Buccaneers, right?
Carmen has a Super Bowl ring.
I have a Super Bowl ring. But it's one of those things where you kind of learn to kind of shift into this very objective sense of, you know, doing your job. And this is a job. And so you try to be professional and you try to take, you know, things at face value and not let your emotions get into it, right? I grew up just like everyone else, hating the Packers. I hated, like, any iteration of green and gold. It didn't matter if it was, like, a Packers logo. Any iteration of green and gold made my skin crawl. Like, that's how much I hated that team. And then getting to cover them, you see how things are run and you see how they deal with things. And you honestly like you gain a respect for them. And I think the Packers are so interesting to me because they really are unique in the sense they don't have an owner, right? You know, they're owned by the community. And because of that, because they have a board that then elects the presidents, and it's very democratic when it comes to the Packers organization. There was such a culture instilled by Vince Lombardi that still echoes in those halls, where it's so traditional and solid, and like the foundation has been there for generations, and they're the only team that can operate the way that they do because they don't have an owner, and because that means that they're kind of not immune, but they're a little more resistant.
There are checks and balances.
There's checks and balances, and there's a little more resistance to like knee-jerk decisions or reactions or whatever. So like when you cover that team, you really learn a respect for that team, I think. And that's why like when you and it allowed me to compare and contrast like what was going on at Halas Hall, because I was also covering the Bears. I'm also covering the Vikings. I'm going up to Detroit too, to Allen Park. And you just start to kind of understand what a good and a well-run organization looks like.
And so now, from your perspective of being around this Bears team quite a bit, they're starting to reflect some of those things?
Yes, and I will pinpoint the one thing that really gives me the confidence is the consistency in the messaging. And I know that can be, I think people can think that's trivial, but when you have the head coach, the GM, the president, by the way, because the Kevin Warren factors into this too, the players all saying the exact same thing, that is the best indicator of something that is being built well and is a good, is a well-run organization. And that's not something that I saw from the Chicago Bears prior to this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.